Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, indeed, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio with by Barry Chadwick, former president of Sea Point Rugby Club and organiser of the Sea Point annual Mini Blitz, which is in its 42nd year this year, and teams from all over the country coming along to play in that this weekend. You're very welcome to studio, Barry. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Reggie. Thanks very much for having me in.
The 42nd year of this Mini Blitz. Tell me all about it and the history of it.
Yeah, well, it's been, as I said, it's the 42nd year, started around 1980 and has just grown and grown and grown. I mean, you say organiser there, I have to call out, certainly in recent years, its shoulders of giants have been built over a number of years, but Tim Kelly is our current Blitzmeister, as we like to call him, and Tim gets the committee ready around about September timeframe, and we start building it on a small committee of about 10 people over through the year to do it, and then will result in tomorrow's event, which, if I just give you some numbers, will have 2,600 players arriving tomorrow. There will be represented by about 46 different teams. There's going to be over 300 matches. It is crazy. It is 140 volunteers involved right across the club. So they come from all from the mini youth section through to the seniors, through to some people who have been there for years and years managing the event. So it's our biggest calendar day of the year.
And I must add to that as well, of course, it's under 10s, 11s and 12s. So it's not just 2,600. It's a little bit more to it than that. It's a bit more madness involved when you've got those ages. But brilliantly run every year, very well organised, and teams coming from all over the country as well.
That's right. And then we represent, I just did a list down there just to some of them. So coming from all the corners, from Mayo, Galway, from Limerick, Cork, obviously, all the way down from Belfast. We've got a team actually making us truly international this year. We have a team travelling from Cambridge.
Brilliant.
And so, like what a lot of clubs will do, as you probably know yourself, in the mini section of these clubs, is their end of year. This is most people's end of season. Mm. And they might make a day trip out of it. And lots of, like, we've got 30-something coaches coming tomorrow full of kids. So it is going to be bedlam.
And Sea Point, of course, a huge part of the community in South Dublin, you know, rival club to my own club, Greystones, in many ways, people would have thought in the past, but, you know, we've gotten over all of that. The rivalry is...
Of course we have, yeah.
Greystones has grown, and so has all the area around Sea Point, so there's more than enough to go around, but, you know, it's been an amazing part of the community for so many years.
It has, really, and I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head. One of the things that we try and do, and I know Greystones would be the same as Sea Point, is well, is to try and get guys and girls in. Obviously, on the girls section has grown hugely in the last number of years. We would have started maybe 4 or 5 years ago with 8 or 10 girls, and I think that section now is over 100 girls in it. Our boys section, you know, we would start at under sixes, under sevens, and that goes all the way through then to 18 and a half, and then up to our under 20s, and then seniors, first, second and thirds. And of course, I couldn't go a day without mentioning our fabulous Sea Point Dragons team, which is our additional needs team, which is 12 years going now, had its 10th anniversary there. So in terms of community, you know, in Kilboga Park, or as we like to call it, Park to Kilboge, just to to give Ross O'Carroll Kelly another line. We are the heart of that in there, and we have great neighbours as well. I have to give a shout out to Cabinteely Soccer Club, and also to Fox Cab and Cabinteely GAA clubs that really, with particular regards to tomorrow, do support us. They're lending us their pitches. We work hand in hand throughout the year. So it is a real community. And I think the winners out of all of this really is keeping the kids in sport, getting them started, encouraging them all the way through the mini section into youths, and then hopefully into, some will go on to bigger and better things, as the internationals and the academy players will tell you, and then others will just continue playing social rugby. Like, I know Greystones is has you know, obviously an AIL club. We were there for a while. We'd like to get back in. That's our aspiration.
Yeah.
But the main thing is to try and keep people playing as much as we can.
And, you know, you mentioned the community in the park there, how big it is. It's a facility for all to use. And I know many in maybe within the city centre don't have those types of facilities, and they're campaigning to try and get them, and Dublin City Council under pressure to provide those types of pitches. But it is still a tight squeeze. There's a lot of sporting organisations using a small amount of space technically with the pitches up there as well. So it's great that there is that sense of working together.
No, definitely. And, I know other clubs will have their events during the year, and we will also support them out. And we've a good relationship with everybody in the park, thankfully.
And you have, like all clubs, or mine included, it's all about the youth section, really. They're the lifeblood of the club in terms of subscriptions and members and growing the future, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And we would have, when I think back now, probably in the last 3 to 5 years, I think we will have nearly doubled our youth section. I think we're up to nearly, our mini youth, probably up to over 600, 650 playing members in that. And, you know, as you know yourself, Reggie, one of the areas that we try and do is, one of the mantras that rugby tries to do is to keep people playing the game. And one of the things that we say to mini coaches all the time, and you'll get this from the RFU courses or from Leinster courses, is, make it fun. Keep it safe, make it fun. And some of those improvements that are coming through our game are, really is helping, and it's making a difference. And we're seeing the numbers. And, it's at that critical stage when you go from minis into youths, is to try and keep the 15s, 16s, 17s playing, try and get them through to 20s. And I said, the social side of it is obviously is a great part, and guys and girls playing with teammates, because, it's a sport that we love, needless to say, and it's a super social element, and it is a team sport. Everybody has to play, yourself. You've done it yourself enough times, Reggie, over many jerseys.
Yeah, I have, yeah, but back involved in the club with my own young lads, as you said, it's great because it just brings everybody together. Just before we go, you got to wish the under-20s, of course, the very best of luck, and your under-14s, both of them in finals this weekend.
That's right, yeah. Well, actually, the under-20s, dear to my heart. I am the, I'd like to say co-manager, but I think more like water boy, really, is what that is. So yeah, we are playing Galwegians at 3 o'clock in Donnybrook today for the Harry Gale final. So if anybody wants to see some cracking under-20s rugby, come along to that. And then our under-14s tomorrow visit your old club, Reggie, to play in the Metro final under-14s.
Well,
so good luck to both of those guys.
Absolutely, and the weather looks good for Fingers your crossed. Blitz tomorrow. Yeah. I've no doubt it'll be a roaring success. Good luck to you, to your 140 volunteers who will be doing all the real work, the 300 matches, the 2,600 kids that are taking part, and all 46 teams, including from Cambridge, international flavour. The best of luck with it, Barry, and thank you so much for coming in and giving us the time to talk to us about it today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being ready. Cheers.
That's Barry Chadwick there from Seapoint Rugby Club, giving us all of the details for the wonderful Seapoint annual mini blitz, the 42nd year of that tournament that's going on in Seapoint Rugby Club this weekend. And as I said, there's teams coming from all over the country to take part in that.